It's been more than 2 months since Florida's Department of Families and Children discovered it had lost track of 5-year-old Rilia Wilson. No records indicate where the foster child may be. Florida officials say her disappearance is a tragic, isolated incident. But a state-chartered watchdog group says record-keeping at the Department of Families and Children is disorderly. NPR's Philip Davis reports from Miami.
It seems everyone involved with Florida's Department of Children and Families has ideas on how to reform it. Florida Governor Jeb Bush found that out last week in Miami when he stopped by a DCF booth at a local fair. He was immediately buttonholed by a worker from the Miami office who said the department needed to attract more black foster parents.
We don't have the appropriate funding to get somebody to specialize in recruiting black families.
What do you mean?
We don't have the manpower.
You got funding. We just doubled the child welfare funding.
We don't.
Why don't you allocate it towards where it needs to be?
Well, I wish we would allocate it where it needs to be.
So who's your boss?
While the department's biggest problem, the disappearance of Rilia Wilson, remains unsolved, officials are scrambling to make sure it doesn't happen again. New safeguards have been put in place to keep caseworkers and foster parents from falsifying visitation records, including giving workers cameras to take regular photos of children under their supervision. And while the governor said that it breaks his heart that Rilia hasn't been found, progress is being made at the Department of Children and Families.
We've doubled the funding. The people that work in the department are overwhelmed and beleaguered in many cases, and adoptions are up. The number of kids in foster care are down. We're on the right track, but I cannot tell you today that we have a perfect system. We don't. We got a long way to go.
Just how long the way is now being starkly shown by a watchdog group called the Florida Statewide Advocacy Council. The group is chartered by the state to monitor the Department of Children and Families. It has just completed an extensive review of foster care records. Its report is now on the governor's desk, and it concludes the department's records are in such disarray that the health, safety, and welfare of children in the state foster care system is at risk. Betty Busby, the council's chair, says volunteers went through more than 1,000 case files.
They were disorganized. You had to search through to find even what you were looking for, and then sometimes couldn't find it. Some of them that we saw were just loose pages stuffed in a folder. No rhyme or reason to any organization.
Sometimes information on several kids was found in a single file. Other files had more information on the foster parents than on the kids themselves. In the wake of the Rilia Wilson scandal, Bush in May ordered DCF workers to visit every child in foster care in the state. But Busby said even as late as last week, when her monitors visited DCF offices in Jacksonville and Fort Pierce, records were still in bad shape.
We didn't find those files to be any better than the ones we'd seen before. Now, maybe they just haven't filed it yet, but something should have been in there.
The revelation about the records is just the latest in a series of setbacks for the agency. Last month, for example, DCF workers in Palm Beach County admitted putting female teenage runaways at a local hotel while homes were sought for them. Soon after, the girls were spotted partying with adult men in a local bar. Earlier in the month, a 2-year-old girl was killed by her mother's boyfriend, just days after DCF workers said the girl should remain at home. Former DCF workers say that though the agency's budget has gone up, caseworkers are still overwhelmed. Jacob Ajayi quit the department in May.
The last month that I was there, I think I had about 29 cases, and I had 51 or 52 children. That's not the way it's supposed to be, but they said, we have a job to do, we have to do it.
The Child Welfare League of America, a national advocacy group, recommends workers be given no more than 17 cases each. The average in Florida is 26. Ajayi said it wasn't unusual for counselors to work 7 days a week while juggling constantly changing regulation.
Every day is different problem. They will give us a policy today, tomorrow the policy will change. In the midst of all this, a counselor can just get confused and don't know what to do. I know a whole lot of counselors that resign because they are frustrated with the system.
The agency admits it has a problem attracting and keeping good workers. One solution the state is trying is privatization. Already, private organizations provide 35% of Florida's child welfare workers. Their numbers are growing. It's a controversial step, but the hope is that the state will save money and get better care for Florida's foster children. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.